This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Over in Europe today, they finally reached a deal on Brexit. On this side of the Atlantic, no such luck. After President Trump refused to sign the coronavirus relief bill, Congress spent months negotiating. He's now in Florida, leaving Washington and America in limbo over what happens next. Many of the programs keeping millions of families afloat are set to expire in just a few days. That stripped-down relief bill we thought was going to pass left out aid for state and local governments. States are now fighting each other over which should be able to collect income taxes for the hundreds of thousands of remote workers who used to commute across state lines. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Before the pandemic, Dave Miranowski commuted every day between his New Jersey home into work at an architecture firm in Manhattan.
I ride my folding bike to the ferry, and then I take the ferry across.
He also has to file taxes in both places. New York is one of seven states which tax workers based on where their physical office is located. New Jersey normally refunds the more than $1 billion paid by residents like Miranowski, who have to pay taxes to New York. But this year is different.
I think it was March 15th when my office closed.
So New Jersey and about a dozen states are bringing the legal question to the Supreme Court to try to stop states from taxing workers who never step foot in the office.
And this becomes a serious problem if remote work becomes a long-term phenomenon, as it probably will.
Jared Walsack with the Tax Foundation says while states have had agreements to avoid double taxing workers, that could change.
If your home state decides that you truly are both living and working in their state, then they may still tax you.
Especially as states struggle to make up a drop in other tax revenues due to the pandemic, says Louise Shaner with the Brookings Institution.
Clearly, there's some pain on things like parking tolls and gas taxes.
And drops in tourism and sales taxes. All that's pushed state revenues down an average of 5%. So every last tax dollar counts. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.